Reading for today is Matthew 18 to 21, 18 to 5, 1 to 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he called a little child over to sit among the disciples and said, "I assure you that if you do not turn your lives around and become like this little child, you will definitely not enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who humble themselves like this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me."
Thank you, Cormac, for our scripture for today. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for letting us gather here today. Help us to keep open hearts and open minds as we receive your word here in this space. Allow us to be good stewards of your grace and mercy and extend it to the people around us. Help us to leave this place today knowing all the good you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the best and worst parts about growing up in a disciples' church is that everyone knows who you are. It doesn't matter how far away I try to get from you people, you're always going to track me down and find me somehow. I constantly run into people that I know through church or people that know me through church. For example, during the week when I go to the Chick-fil-A close to my house, there's always the same lady working the register. And every time I wear one of my Camp Caroline or Christmount t-shirts, she has a million questions to ask me and a bunch of stories to tell me about how she used to go to these camps when she was a kid my age. Through conversations with her, I learned that she went to Hillier Memorial Christian Church in downtown Raleigh, and both of us really have a lot in common. Another time, I was just walking through PetSmart, and a lady came up to me and pointed out my RCYW t-shirt. She said that she had noticed the names on the back of my shirt, which were all the members of RCYW at the time, and she had been on RCYW when she was my age, and she was on with all the older siblings of the people on the back of my shirt. I just thought it was really interesting how this denomination ties us all together in one big family. For those of you that may not know, RCYW stands for the Regional Cabinet for Youth Work. On RCYW, we do a lot of really great activities, like plan camps and retreats, develop youth leadership skills, participate in community outreach, and prepare youth to be active members of their congregation as adults. Covenant has done a really great job of getting youth involved on RCYW. We currently have 3 youth members on RCYW right now that are going to be leaving at the end of this term, but we have 3 new members from Covenant that are applying to join RCYW to take our places. Covenant is not only putting up great numbers on RCYW, we're also having a lot more youth all across the events. At our most recent lock-in with Hillier and St. Paul's, I would say around 3 out of the 4 youth were from Covenant. That's a lot of Covenant folk in one building. A huge reason for the big spike in youth numbers is due to the commitment that Randy and Chris have put into our youth program. They're always encouraging our youth to go to camp and participate in youth group, and their hard work is really beginning to show. I'll be forever thankful that my parents raised me in a Disciples of Christ church. This congregation and this denomination have been so accepting of youth and willing to let them participate in church. I've personally never really experienced what it's been like to be a member of another denomination, but I couldn't imagine that it's as accepting as this one. All the adults here are so willing to teach the youth about God and Jesus, just teach the youth. But sometimes I wonder, what can the youth teach us? This past summer, I had the opportunity to be a counselor at Camp Caroline. It was a really great experience being able to go and see all the kids grow closer to God and have fun. I was counseling the little guys, the elementary schoolers, first to fifth graders. These kids had a great amount of love in their hearts. But this love was different than the kind of love that I was familiar with. These kids had love that knew no boundaries. If there was a kid that was sitting by themselves, It would only be a matter of minutes before another child walked up to them and struck up a conversation with them. If there was a kid sitting out of a game, it would only be a few seconds before another kid came up and asked them if they wanted to join in. If there is a kid who is sad, they'd be surrounded by children asking them if they were okay before any adults could even get over to them. These kids loved everyone, no matter who they were, what they looked like, or where they came from. I can't say that I know too many adults that have this kind of love. It's true. A lot of us love the people that we know and love the people that we're close to. How often do we step out of our way to show love to people that we've never met before? Lots of us struggle with this, but children can walk up to anyone and give them a hug without a second thought about it. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" If I was one of the disciples, I'd probably be expecting a wise, elderly person to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. But instead, Jesus tells them that it's a little child. I can imagine how confused the disciples were, probably. After all, the disciples had dedicated their entire lives to following Jesus and doing his good. How is it possible that this little child, no greater than 10 years old, is already greater in the kingdom of heaven than they are? After thinking about this for a while, I began to think, I wonder, when was the last time any of the disciples stopped to talk to someone who was lonely? When was the last time one of the disciples went to be with someone who was sad? When was the last time one of the disciples stopped to nurse someone who was sick? If the disciples were to take down their own social barriers, maybe they'd be able to be more like the children. No children are afraid to help someone who is sick, and no child will avoid someone who is poor. Jesus knows this to be true about children. Children are exactly how Jesus wants us to be. We shouldn't be scared to help others because we are worried about how it might make us look. Children help people solely from the goodness in their own hearts. The purity of their love and care is what makes Jesus see children as the highest in the kingdom of heaven. So many of us walk around without even batting an eye or lifting a finger for someone who is in need. Last week, I found myself at Bojangles, sitting in the drive-thru, when a man walks up to me and asks if he can have $1.50 so he can pay for his food. At first, I was thinking about saying no, because I'll be honest, I was a little skeptical about where the money might actually go. I decided to just go ahead and give him the money, so I gave him the money, and he walked inside. About 5 minutes later, I see him walking across the street, holding a Bojangles bag in his hand, with a huge smile across his face. I just felt so ashamed of myself after that, for thinking about not giving this man the small amount of money he needed for food he needed to survive. We run into so many small situations like this every day, where we have a choice of doing good for others or just keeping to ourselves. We can make such a big impact on people's lives just by showing them love, but time and time again, we miss these opportunities because we choose to keep to ourselves. It is said that we should look up to our role models for advice, but sometimes our role models are actually the ones that are smaller than us. These children are showing us exactly what we need to do in order to be good stewards of God's love. We just need to decide if we're going to listen to them. Let us challenge ourselves to follow in these children's footsteps. After all, these children may know more about Jesus than we could ever imagine. Amen.